APR News, I'm Mike Lamp. Primary ballots start going out to Colorado voters today. They have to be returned by June 28th for the primary election. Registered Republicans and Democrats can vote only in their own party's primary. Unaffiliated voters get both parties' ballots, but they can only return one. The highest profile primaries are on the Republican side in races for U.S. Senate, Governor, and Secretary of State. Coloradans' political affiliation has a lot to do with how they see public education. CPR's Jenny Brundine reports on a new survey from Magellan Strategies.
Democratic voters are deeply frustrated with underfunded public schools. They say teachers are underpaid and undervalued, and they say there is too much focus on standardized tests. Meantime, Republican voters believe public schools are, quote, indoctrinating students with liberal ideology and radical social justice and environmental ideals. The majority of respondents think better funding will improve students' education, with the highest support among younger voters. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
The federal government has restarted a salt control project that was shut down after it triggered an earthquake. CPR's Joe Wirtz explains.
The Paradox Valley unit near Grand Junction extracts extremely salty underground water to prevent it from contaminating the Dolores River, which feeds the Colorado River. To do that, it injects the briny water into a well that's 3 miles deep. This process has triggered small earthquakes in the area since the mid-90s, but the U.S. Bureau of Reclamation shut it down after a 4.5 magnitude quake in 2019. The site will now operate at a reduced capacity for 6 months while officials monitor seismic activity. Joe Wirtz, CPR News.
Southwest Airlines could be fined more than $1 million for allegedly violating Colorado's labor laws. State labor officials say they found dozens of violations, including denying leave for workers who were diagnosed with or showing symptoms of COVID-19. The airline is suing to block the fine. It's mostly sunny along the Front Range, but with a chance for thunderstorms this afternoon. Sunny skies for western Colorado. This is CPR News.